At the Heart of the Arts, I'm Sterling Biaf for KBOC. The Red Rocks Music Festival continues this week with a program thoughtfully assembled by pianist Sandra Shapiro called In My Father's Footsteps, in which the Steinway artist, professor, and renowned collaborator examines her father's influence on her musical life. Like most of us whose parents are known to us but whose lives are shrouded in unasked questions, the journey traced her father from Russia to Russian-occupied Berlin to American-occupied Berlin, Argentina, Israel, and finally the U.S. You're a first-generation American, correct?
That's correct. Even my brother, though, was born in Israel, so I'm actually the daughter and sister of immigrants.
Not everyone can say that, yeah.
I'm very proud of it, and with all of the talk around the time of the elections and the things that were coming out, it made me really start thinking about that. I'd never given it much thought before. I was always proud of my heritage, but it was never the forefront of my thinking. And that's actually why this project came about.
Now, the project is called In My Father's Footsteps.
And that's part one of a four-part project.
So are we going to hear part one?
You are hearing part one.
Okay.
Yes.
So when you were having this epiphany during the election and all that was being said about immigration policy,
yes.
Had your father died by that time?
Oh, yes. My father passed away when I was quite young, and that's how that came about, because I never had a chance to know him as an adult, because, you know, when I left home at 14, so I didn't get to see him very much after that. All of the questions I have now, they were never anything that I thought about. Why did he leave Russia? Why did he escape? What was it like during that time? All of those things is what I learned about him. It's like something out of a book, and fascinating in the way that the different parts of his story came to me in the most unexpected ways, like gifts out of nowhere, you know, out of the blue. And so trying to piece together all of these different things is like a puzzle, and very difficult to find the answers because of the time. You know, the entire project is called Musical Roots.
Am I right that the program we're going to hear includes a Chopin Barcarola boat song?
Yes, correct. And that's speaking to the boat that my father took from Germany around Africa to Argentina.
Rachmaninoff?
Here's the icing on the cake, so to speak. So my father is buried in the exact same cemetery that Rachmaninoff is buried in. How do you like that?
That is remarkable.
I know, right? So whenever I have a chance to visit my father, I try to make a pilgrimage to that grave as well.
And the thing that many people don't understand is that writing variations, it's not an easy thing to do. Sure, you've got the gem there, you've got the germ of your idea, but to create some really good variations, and Rachmaninoff was brilliant at it, so I look
forward to that. Exactly. No, you are so right.
If I understand, there's a Schubert sonata on the same program, is that right?
Correct, I know. Odd choice, right?
No, I have read an article by Mike Tylan in a paper there in Cleveland, there was a story you told about why the Schubert. Can you share that with me?
Yes. Of course, when he was dying, my parents were living in New York at the time. This apartment happened to have an upright piano, and I had to pick a Schubert sonata for my final recital at Peabody for the artist diploma. So I was reading through all of them, and as I was reading through the B-flat, he came into the room, and he asked me what I was playing, and I said, I'm reading through this sonata. I think I'm going to probably pick this sonata for my recital. I have to pick one. He said, it's very beautiful. Do you mind playing it for me? He kept asking me to play it for him, and I played it so many times. At that point, I thought this is going to be a cinch to play on my recital because I played it so much. I know it already practically, you know. The sad thing was that when it came time to do the recital, I actually did a miserable job on it because it was so loaded emotionally. After that recital, I put it away. I didn't ever want to see the piece again. I didn't want to hear it. I didn't want to play it. And then when I was working on this project and really struggling to find final work, something for the second half, that kept coming back to me. I never realized that connection. I never figured it out until I was putting this all together, and I thought, oh my gosh, hello, yes, of course. And I decided, that's it. I'm going to play this because it's my tribute to him. This piece was our final connection.
Pianist Sandra Shapiro's presentation of In My Father's Footsteps is part of the Red Rocks Music Festival, which continues Saturday evening at the Cutler Plotkin Center in Phoenix, and then Sunday evening, September 16th, in Sedona at the Sedona Creative Life Center. At the heart of the arts in the Valley of the Sun, I'm Sterling Biaf for KBOC.